Merry Christmas, everyone. We want to welcome you to a very unique edition of our candlelight service. Normally, we would be meeting in our sanctuary and enjoying a wonderful Christmas celebration on Christmas Eve, but unfortunately, this year, it's not a very normal year, and we are meeting somewhat remotely. So from our house to your house, Gabby and I want to wish you a very, very Merry Christmas. And I just want to share a few words with you tonight about the Christmas event. We've been in the last few weeks looking at various songs associated with the birth of Jesus. We started with Mary's song, the Magnificat, a song of praise. Then we looked at Zechariah's song, a song of thanksgiving, and Simeon's song, which was a song of joy. And today on Christmas Eve, we want to just share with you a wonderful, wonderful proclamation of the birth of Jesus that the angels sang. And I just want to take a look at this wonderful song because it was a song of salvation. The hosts of heaven proclaiming to very unsuspecting shepherds in the field. And if you look at the scriptures, as we read a few moments ago from Luke chapter 2, we see that this was huge news. The hosts of heaven, the angels, promising to the shepherds in the field the Messiah, who, by the way, had been anticipated for thousands of years, centuries of waiting, people waiting for centuries, telling the story of when this Messiah could potentially come. And year after year after year, nothing happened. And the people of Israel were becoming somewhat lethargic and maybe even somewhat, in a way, somewhat casual about this whole coming of the Messiah. But then at this very specific moment, at this very specific time, God revealed through the angels in a song to the shepherds. Max Lucado, I like what he said. Max Lucado said, regarding Jesus' coming, he said, "God in the flesh, eternity in diapers. Any doubt of God's love evaporated that day when God wrapped himself in a barnyard of rags and fell into the arms of humanity." This long-awaited event, this world announcement, made first of all to the shepherds. I thought about this, and you would think that such a huge pronouncement would be first of all made to a king, or perhaps maybe to the most wealthy or to the most influential political leaders, those people who were somewhat politically connected, maybe even the most educated. But instead, this announcement that the angels made, this most anticipated event, this significant moment in history, was shared with the most lowly, the most lonesome, the most obscure, the most uneducated shepherds. And with that in mind, let me just make a couple of observations as you think about this momentous event, this glorious event on Christmas Eve. The first thing I would like us to consider this evening is that the angel's announcement was an announcement of good news. Good news, great news, in fact, of fantastic joy. This was exceptional news, fantastic news, news that had been long awaited. But it's interesting to note that the angel did not mention the name of the baby. The angel only says the Savior, the Messiah. The angels announced this birth by addressing the baby by a title. Savior. And that's what the name Jesus means. The one who saves. Jesus means the one who saves. In Acts chapter 4, verse 12, it says, "There is salvation in no one else. God has given no other name under heaven by which we must be saved." And so the angel continues in verse 12. In verse 12 of Luke chapter 1, the angel says some very unique words. Think about this for a moment. Why in the world would God choose to bring this angelic announcement to shepherds? Notice what it says in verse 12. And you will find and recognize him by this sign, the angel says to the shepherds. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger. Now, on this Christmas Eve, if you would just take a moment and think about this, God could have hired a marketing firm, perhaps. God could have engaged the news media to make this pronouncement. He could have used the Premier of Ontario to stand in front of cameras at 1 p.m. on the night, and or the mayor or health officials. But notice, the angels came to shepherds, lowly shepherds with the good news. Shepherds out in the field with the animals all day, smelly, common laborers. They were certainly not glamorous people. In fact, shepherds were not even considered real citizens of the state. They were second-rate citizens, and as such, they couldn't even go to court to make testimony in a court of law. Here were these shepherds out in the field, remote, obscure, from a little town, on the outskirts, at night, no excitement. They certainly weren't in the big hustle bustle of the big city of Jerusalem. They were just out in the field watching sheep. How boring could that be? Out in the fields, watching, counting sheep. And when I read this story, and when I listen to this story, I have to ask the question, why would God choose this setting to bring this major announcement of good news to these people, to these shepherds? And I think it shows us a little bit about God's character. And if you want to know something about God, just think of this incident when the angels proclaimed to the shepherds this announcement. If you want to know anything about God, it is this. God's ways, his ways, and his thoughts are much higher and much different than my thoughts. And God always uses the most ordinary people for the most unique and special tasks. In Luke chapter 2, verse 13 and 14, when the angel made this announcement, the Bible says, at once that angel was joined by a huge angelic choir, singing God's praises. Glory to God. Glory to God in the heavenly heights. Peace to all men and women on earth who please him. That's the first observation. The second observation that I'd like to make is that the shepherds responded immediately. Remember the first observation? The first observation had to do with the fact that the angels announced some fantastic news. It was good news. The second observation has to do with the shepherds who responded immediately. I like what the message says of Luke chapter 2, verse 15. Then as the angels withdrew into the heavens, the Bible says the shepherds, the sheep herders, talked it over. And they said these words, let's get over to Bethlehem as fast as we can and see for ourselves what these angels have revealed to us. And I like this verse. They left running and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. The shepherds didn't make any excuses. They didn't say, I've got bad knees. I can't walk that far to Bethlehem. They didn't say it's too late or it's too far or I'm tired. These shepherds didn't say, You know, I like it out here in the wilderness, removed from everybody, in the dark. The fire is so nice and warm. I'm just comfortable here. I'm just going to stay here. No. When the angels choir and made this incredible declaration, glory to God in the highest, there was something that inspired them to get up from where they were, leave the flocks in the fields, get up and run to Bethlehem. The shepherds leave their sheep and they go and see the one who will one day call himself the Good Shepherd. The Bible says that once they witnessed what the angel had described, they couldn't keep it to themselves. They believed not only in the message of the angel, but when they saw it with their own eyes, they believed and they started telling everyone about this angelic appearance. They praised God, they glorified God, they spread the word about the baby in the manger who had the title Savior. You see, my friends, what we need to understand is that God specializes in bringing change. And this Christmas Eve, just like the shepherds, can I submit to you that if you can renew or once again encounter this personal admiration, this personal association, relationship with your Savior, when you make that kind of commitment and you step out in faith and you engage the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, your life will never be the same. And once change happens, you will want to tell others about that change. Once you've experienced that encounter with the Savior, you will once again want to share the good news with others. You see, Christ's power is transforming. It brings transformation. It brings change. And to such a degree that you would want to go to the mountaintops and you would want to go to the hills and tell everybody of what Jesus Christ has done in your life. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old is gone. A new life has begun. Friends, when you believe, which I encourage you to do on this Christmas Eve, when you believe this message that the shepherds received, you will never be the same again. The old will be gone. A new day will have dawned in your life. You see, that's what the candlelight service that we normally would do on this night is all about. It's about light. It's about light shining in darkness. And even friends, in a pandemic as we are experiencing this year, which is so abnormal and has disrupted all of our best plans, this pandemic, which has created fear and anxiety in so many people, in the midst of this dark time, Jesus wants to shine his light in a new way. He wants to reveal himself into a life that may be broken, into lives that may be tired, where stuff isn't right. Maybe there's a lot of guilt on your life. Jesus wants to bring his light into your life. That's the good news. That's the good news of Christmas. For unto us, a Savior is born, and he is Christ Jesus, the Lord. And so, can I encourage you this Christmas season, tonight as a matter of fact, to find a candle in your house, to take that candle, and to take a moment and light that candle, and place it somewhere where you can look at it. And every time you look at the candle, remember that Jesus came to bring his light into a dark world. Christmas Eve, today, tonight, let the light of Christ bring joy and hope and peace into your life again. He has come to bring transformation. We may not think that transformation can come in a long time, because this pandemic has been going on for months and months and months, and we don't know what the future holds. But let this light remind us again of Christ coming into the world and bringing us, in the midst of a pandemic, hope and peace. You don't have to live in fear. You don't have to be overwhelmed with anxiety. You can have peace and joy in your life. And I speak that peace and joy and hope into your household, to all your family members. May the light of Christmas and the bright light of Jesus Christ shine brightly into your circumstance, into your home, into your environment, wherever you are. May you experience the goodness of our Lord. And may the glory of the Lord shine into your home, just like the angel sang about. Let the glory of God be yours this Christmas. And may you experience the peace, the joy, and the hope he brings. In Jesus' name. Will you take a moment and sing with the ensemble the beautiful song that we'd love to end every Christmas Eve celebration with, Silent Night? Why don't you sing it along? Sing along with the ensemble as they worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, whose light shines brightly even today. God bless you.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
This concludes our Christmas Eve service. We're so grateful and thankful that you joined us. Wherever you are celebrating Christmas, wherever you are in watching this program, we want to thank you for joining us, and we wish you, all of you, a very Merry Christmas. Gabby and I and the rest of our staff at Warden Full Gospel Assembly want to celebrate and speak blessing into your life, and may the peace of God and the joy of the Lord be a part of your life moving forward into the next year. Let 2021 be a great year for all of us. We certainly need it, and we anticipate with great expectation that God will enable us to move forward in His grace. Have a wonderful season of celebration, and remember, Jesus is the reason for the season. God bless you. Amen.